Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back to Perspectives with Sherry. I'm so happy to have you back over here. This is a safe place for women in midlife, where over here we discuss health, wealth, and empowerment. And so welcome back to another episode. I'm excited today to bring you my vlog in anticipation for our much-awaited panel discussion. Y'all, it's January 2025. Happy New Year. If I haven't already said that, I want to say it again because there's just something about New Year's. It's a chance for new beginnings, a chance to start over, if you will, and a chance to do things different than you did last year. You know, leave the things that no longer serve you back in 2024. I think I have beat that to death, but you guys get it, right? So this month, we are going to focus on kind of a midlife reset, prioritizing self-care and wellness. And I'm super excited about our episode that'll be airing on next week. If you're watching me on YouTube, go ahead, y'all. I'd like for you to subscribe, please, and like this video and slide in our comments and let us know or let me know, what do you think about the topic of self-care? So we are going to have a panel of wonderful, esteemed, and wise health and wellness experts that are going to come and talk to you on next Wednesday about prioritizing self-care and wellness. They're going to lend their expertise, give us tips. We're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss why it's so important at this point in our lives to prioritize that, to make it just as much a part of your day, of your life, as all the other things that impact us. And they're going to give us, they each have an area of expertise they're going to share with us. And it's just going to be a good time where we're going to get together and discuss it. And if you have any questions that you would like me to ask the panel, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and drop them in our comment section and join us next week. But on today, I'm coming before you with my vlog. As you know, this is a new channel, so welcome. If you're listening on the audio podcast, we are going to drop episodes every Wednesday, every week. So follow, share, y'all keep coming back and support us on all formats that you find podcasts. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart Music, Amazon Music, anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Perspectives with Sherry. So if audio podcast is your thing, you can find us there. If you're watching me on YouTube, welcome again. Like I said, go ahead and subscribe and be a part of the Perspectives family and share with a friend and comment and let me know what your thoughts are on self-care. But today I am going to talk to you about self-maintenance versus self-care. You know, I often wonder, do we even know what the difference is? I'm going to talk to you about what the difference is and, you know, talk to you about some examples and some ways to make sure that what we're doing falls more in the category of self-care versus self-maintenance. So the concept of self-maintenance, ladies, are tasks that are necessary to keep us functioning in society, like our personal hygiene, you know, your laundry, your housework, work-related tasks, things that we do because, you know, we feel like we're expected to, you know, they seem more like chores. In contrast, self-care are those more holistic and rejuvenating, meant to nourish our mind, body, and soul. And this is especially important for women in midlife, because for us, a lot of times, the lines become blurred. We are so wrapped up in our routines, our activities. We generally have a lot on our plate. Again, you know, I've talked about the many roles that women in over 40 categories can hold, all of the titles that we hold, and the different jobs and hats we wear. But as we are starting a new year, I want you all, just like myself, to start making self-care a priority. And so I wanted to talk to you about making sure you know that it's self-care and not self-maintenance. You know, I have a story. It's so funny because I always thought getting my nails done was self-care. You know, a lot of people like always want to, when you think of self-care, you think of, oh, a spa day or, you know, a bubble bath. And those things are, you know, wonderful self-care. They nurture your time to think, be still, you know, to pamper yourself. Those things are great, right? But it's deeper than that. And so when I talk about the nails thing, so as you see, yeah, I love to get my nails done. So one would think it's self-care, right? Sometimes and sometimes not so much. Why, ladies? Well, let me just tell you, I was at the nail salon just a few days ago, and it was so busy that I literally didn't know whether I was coming or going. I was told to sit in seat one, pick my color. You know, my nail technician, she's amazing at what she does. She actually is the owner of the salon. She's a very busy lady, and I respect her business acumen and her level of expertise. I mean, she is great at what she does, but she's extremely busy. And sometimes in order to try to accommodate everyone, it becomes really a situation where it's not such a pampering scene. It's more of, I'm almost stressed with a lot of anxiety because there's so many people and, you know, they're shuffling them from chair to chair and people are walking in wanting to know if they can get worked in. The phone's ringing. She's on the phone. She's, you know, directing the other technicians to grab this person and do this. And she's getting up to go wax eyebrows. And it is everything but relaxing, guys. At least my last experience was. And no disrespect to her because she's doing what she's supposed to. She's handling her business. But when you think of self-care, I want you to think about it as something that doesn't seem like a chore. So let's talk about self-maintenance for a minute. Those are like your more routine tasks, your have-tos. Now, I don't have to get my nails done. And I only gave you that example because I'm not so sure that that will now be in my bucket of self-care because of the way it makes me feel. So I want you to think about when you're doing or when you're practicing self-care, how is it making you feel? And we're going to give you another example, or I'm going to give you another example in just a second. So these are your, like I said, your routine tasks, your self-maintenance tasks, like keeping your home clean. You got to go to the dentist, taking care of your skin, responding to work emails. Those are necessary and important, keeping your life running smoothly. They don't necessarily nurture you, your deeper well-being, but they are certainly part of what keeps the machine going, if you will, right? And it has an external focus. Self-maintenance tends to focus on your outward appearance. I'm going to put a pin there and come back to that. Kind of like I said about what society expects of you, like, you know, getting your hair done, nails done, getting your face beat, ladies, getting that makeup done. It's kind of like keeping up with the appearance standards so that you can keep up, if you will. But it can also be put in that bucket of self-care if that is not a thing that you do on a regular, something that you do to escape or make yourself feel good. I mean, it could go either way, but I'm talking to us ladies in midlife where for a lot of us, that's part of our routine. You know, I got to keep this hair up. I got to keep these nails done. You know, I've got an event to go to. I've got to get in the chair and get my face done. You know, I need my makeup done. I need my lashes. And So, I wonder how much of that becomes more of a chore than an actual self-care. It's your maintenance, right? It's what keeps this entity of you going and being, in the way that you want to present yourself to the world. And there's nothing wrong with that because it certainly has its place. But I want you to think about what's true self-care. It's nourishing your inner self. Self-care is about taking intentional time. And we talk about that word over here, Perspectives with Sherry, a lot. You remember I told you that instead of resolutions this year, we were going to be intentional. I am, I say I'm going to be intentional about my physical health, my mental health, my spiritual health, and not just say, well, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week and, work out for 45 minutes to an hour each time. I'm just going to be intentional about my health, making choices for myself that are going to pour into the betterment of me physically, mentally, spiritually, all of those things. And that may look a little different for me than it does for you. It is not a one-stop shop. And that's another thing we're going to talk about. But it's, again, when we're talking self-care, we're nurturing our mental self, our emotional and our physical health. It can include things like meditation, therapy, deep relaxation, creative hobbies, simply just doing something that brings you joy and peace. And y'all, that's the key, right? Just like I said, some people going to get your nails done, it's a pampering self-care thing, if it makes you relax and it brings you joy and peace. But like me, it was bringing me anxiety. I was feeling like a number. I was shuffled around and just trying to wanting to hurry and get it done so that I could kind of get out. All the noise and the hustle and bustle was really kind of robbing me of my peace in that moment. There are times, though, particularly when I get my pedicures, it is self-care. I think it just depends. And so be mindful of what you're doing under the guise of self-care. And if it is not serving those things, reevaluate if it in fact is self-care versus self-maintenance. Also, there's sustainable practices. Unlike maintenance, which often feels like a chore, like I mentioned that word chore. Like even getting my nails done felt like a chore because I really didn't want to be there. It was just a lot going on. But I mean, to be transparent, I needed a fill-in. You could start to see where the part had grown up and you could see my nail. It looked unsightly. It wasn't professional. And to go with my persona or what I would like to present myself to the world with, particularly I was getting ready to go back into the office this week after the holidays. That's part of my self-maintenance, to be honest with you. True self-care is about activities that restore you and recharge your energy, whether that's through rest, spending quality time with loved ones, or engaging in fulfilling activities. And it's mindful and purposeful. And so true self-care is not rushed. It's intentional and often involves slowing down, reflecting, and listening to your needs. And I think that's something that we need to like ponder on. A lot of times, are we taking this to a place where we are slowing it down, where we are breathing and thinking and just being in the moment of things? I've talked about that on some of my earlier vlogs about being in the moment. I told you how my husband and I have this new property that is our second home, and eventually, we intend to use it as an Airbnb property as well as so to be some residual income for us. It has been a journey together working this because it was undeveloped land. So we've done everything from have it cleared to have the home there. And now we are starting to decorate it and we are investing in landscaping and there's water in the back. And so there are some steps we need to do to clear a path to the water and eventually have our boat dock built. And there's things to make it, this paradise that we want it to be, right? But even in that, at the phase of which we have the project, I told you all how because it's undeveloped land and we've had the trees cut down and there is no grass. It is a bunch of sand and mud. I live in Eastern North Carolina, honey, and that's just what we have. And We're in the process of building that dirt up with black dirt and then seeding it and sodding it, but we're not there yet. So anytime you go in and out, you're tracking in mud, okay? And I have this obsession with the floors being clean. And I told you that I was robbing myself of my peace. Here it was, me and my husband have started off with this area of land we bought that was literally just woods. And now we have this beautiful, cozy home on it that, you know, we're putting beautiful furniture in and making this cozy existence for us. And I spend my time focusing on the footprints of mud on the floor. It was dumb. And sometimes, you know, it's just a mindset change so that we can be in self-care mode or in the mode of peace and joy. But that was just an example of how I told you I checked myself, and that was on my drive from home vlog, and realized I wasted a weekend focusing on the wrong things, ladies. So I just want you all to remember, when we're choosing things that is self-care, that intentionally, you know, you're in the moment, you're enjoying it. You know, it feels good. It's serving your soul, your mind, your body. You feel good. You're slowing it down. And for us, like I said, we are in a time in our life for women that are over 40 where it is essential that we shift our priorities and we get into the self-care versus self-maintenance. I mean, for some of us, you know, and we're going to do a show I have coming up in February on menopause. And those of us that are going through it or post or pre, y'all, it's a lot going on here with our bodies and, you know, our mindset. And physical energy just may be lower. Emotional labor may increase because, again, in midlife, our careers, we're at pivotal points in our careers where we're decision makers. We're running things. And, you know, even though most of us, a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot, some of us have children that are out of the house, we're empty nesters, but some of us have children that are getting ready to make major decisions in their life, college or high school, and they're getting ready to prepare. Or some of us that started with rearing children later in life, you're navigating motherhood. Some are not. Some are. Some of us are married. Some of us are not. Some of us are newly divorced. I mean, you know, we run the gamut. I can't cover every scenario, but you get what I'm saying. When you are over 40, you wear a lot of hats. And so where your physical energy may be lower, you've got to have a lot more emotional strength and space because you're handling so many things that are coming at you. You know, life lives, y'all. And at this point, if you haven't been through anything significant, oh my gosh, just keep living, right? And so we spend a lot more time in the maintenance area than we truly do in self-care. And I really want us to be mindful of that. And again, let's just talk a little bit about examples of self-care versus self-maintenance. Let's talk about, like, for some women that love to run, right? Some do it because they feel like they should, you know, because you get that good run in and you're burning those calories, or, you know, you get on your elliptical and you go for an hour or 45 minutes and you're burning X amount of calories and, you know, that's what you need to do to keep your body up and da da da. But you don't really enjoy it. Okay. Versus there are some that go for a run because it clears your mind and it feels good. You know, your endorphins are going and it feels good. Or, you know, like I used to really be into Zumba, and Zumba would just get my endorphins kicked up. And so even though it was challenging for me, but it was so much fun, you know? And so in that area, it was considered self-care because it was that for that hour, I was having the time of my life while I was maintaining. I was still maintaining my body, but I was still doing self-care because that was a time that I was forgetting my worries and I was really I was getting my best life, honey, getting those Zumba moves down. You hear me? So just saying. Self-care, like when you attend a therapy session to process emotions versus simply managing a to-do list without taking the time to acknowledge your emotional state. So like, If you go to a therapist, your regular therapy, and this is a time where you can truly offload the things that are bothering you and really emotionally let your hair down and let it go. That's self-care. But if you're journaling and you just like checking a box, today I did this, okay, boom, done. Self-maintenance, y'all. So are you getting where I'm going with it? Like, for instance, tidying up. We talked about Declutter December last month. And, you know, if you are tidying your house up because it's just, it's messy and you know that it's unacceptable to keep your house like that, that's self-maintenance. And that's a good thing because you need to do that too. But if when you are, like we talked about declutter, if you go in, like I said, my closet, you know, and I'm taking these things out and I organize it. And now all of a sudden when I go in there, it's just, it doesn't give me anxiety. I'm at peace or my house is organized now. So when I come in, I can leave the troubles of the world outside and just enjoy my safe haven. That, friends, is self-care. So let's talk about some practical tips to shift from self-maintenance to self-care. Because I always want to leave you with something to implement after we have this discussion. And I want you to reflect on kind of what I'm saying here. So make a list of things that drain you versus the things that uplift you. And start shifting your time toward the activities that replenish your energy. And I was thinking about, like, you know, what is an example of some of that for me? Well, some of the things that drain me, you know, I am involved in, I'm very much a family person. I love my friends. I love my husband, my children, of course. I'll use my children as an example. So, if I am running to the rescue or inserting myself in their decision making or the things that they are working through, I'm being a mom and I'm serving that need to make sure they're good, which serves a part of me, maybe my self-maintenance, so I don't go crazy. But the self-care piece is quality time with my kids. I have one child that is local, my middle child, and we need to do it again. We both work a lot, but when we've had times in the past, we do mother-son dates, and I do this with my younger son and my daughter when she's down. We try to steal away and make time for each other. When me and my son have done the mother-son dates where we go to lunch or brunch and we talk and maybe go shop or, you know, particularly just sit and talk and enjoy each other. Y'all, that's self-care. That's when I'm investing my time in my son and we're enjoying each other. Not me trying to tell him what he should and shouldn't do, meddling in his business, trying to insert myself in what he's got going on. Now, let's be clear, honey. Sometimes that's necessary. They need our help. They want our help. They ask for it. And you're trying to help them solve problems. And that's part of being a mother. But there's a self-care aspect of it too, because that relationship brings me joy when I direct our time in the proper way. So there's that. And then y'all, setting boundaries. I just want to let you know, I'm so excited about this channel, this podcast, because all of the things that we're talking about are things that are helping me along with helping you. So we're going to grow together. You know, my tagline, my theme for this experience with Perspectives with Sherry is women in midlife focus on our health, wealth, and our empowerment and all the things that feed those things, right? So setting boundaries is huge. We're going to do an episode about that also coming soon. You guys are going to love my therapist expert that's going to talk to you about setting boundaries and how important it is. It's also a part of self-care, believe it or not. Limit the time spent on self-maintenance, tasks that aren't serving you, and find ways to delegate or streamline those tasks. That's Boundaries are not to hurt anybody, honey. They're not. They are solely to take care of you. Remember that. And then schedule some true self-care time. Block out time and calendar in your calendar and events that genuinely feed your soul. Not just a to-do list, honey. You know, this is time for you to just quietly read a book, journal, spend time with your friends. It's also very important. We talked about spending time with our good girlfriends. You know, that's something that spending time with your mate can't give you, you know? We as women need to fellowship with other women. We have issues and experiences that only we can share, not just share. I share everything with my husband. So that's not what I mean. But there is something to be said about the time that we spend investing in our girlfriends. It really is. And even at this age, it's important. It's really important. Surround yourself with a great circle, y'all. A great circle of women that will pour into you, that you can pour into as well, that will build you up, that you can share with, that you can trust, and you can spend that good girlfriend time with. So now to conclude, I want you guys to focus on getting out of the cycle of self-maintenance. It has its place. It definitely does. But I want you to give yourself permission to prioritize your deeper self-care. Remember, guys, that in midlife is crucial for us because we need to do things that make us feel alive and rejuvenated. And self-care isn't a luxury, y'all. It's a necessity. It's an ongoing practice. It's not just a one-off activity. So I am calling you all to action, ladies, on today. I always like to say it starts today because, I mean, you know, we don't know what any other day holds. We don't know even if we have tomorrow. It's promised. But right now, I want you to start prioritizing your self-care. I want you to just deeply engage and make sure that you are implementing your self-care for your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. Because if any of those three are not healthy, you're not aligned and you're not your best self. And so all of you, again, I just want to say, this month, we are going to be taking a deep dive into self-care and wellness. Our panel discussion will be dropping on next Wednesday, so please look for that episode. I have three dynamic women, three amazing health and wellness experts that are coming to you from different areas of expertise that are going to pour into us and help us prioritize that. And so not only am I calling you to action to do it, I'm going to give you some experts to help you get there, okay? So ladies, as always, thank you so much for tuning in or for listening. Again, if you're here on YouTube, thank you so much. And I would love for you to go ahead and join the Perspectives with Sherry family. So hit that subscribe button. Go ahead, share with your friends and families, and hit that notification bell so you will know as soon as a video is uploaded. For those of you in my fam that are listening on the audio podcast, go ahead and follow us, y'all, and make sure that you share with your friends as well. Thank you so much, as always, for supporting Perspectives with Sherry. We're new, but I'm going to keep coming back and giving you great content. So thank you so much. Be intentional, y'all, about your self-care. All right, ladies, I'm going to say bye. Let's continue to grow together. Tune in next week. I'll be back. Thanks, guys. Bye.